Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says clouds will be on the increase. We might see some flurries later on today. We'll have a high near 18 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it is minus 5, 8 below zero in Burlington, Milwaukee, 3 below, and it's 3 below in Racine. Today, take note, could be the warmest of the next few days here in southeast Wisconsin. The high again struggling to reach 18. Wind chill readings 10 to 15 degrees below zero into tonight. And then the high tomorrow will only be in the single digits, and it will be windy. Make it feel even colder than that. And then we might get a bit of a warm-up starting on Wednesday.
The temperatures will moderate late in the week. And so, as we've seen so far with all the cold shots we've had, they're not permanent. I wouldn't be surprised if it's 45 degrees Friday afternoon.
Don't get used to the 30s again, however, according to AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams, says we'll be going back to the teens by this coming Sunday. Travel issues along I-94 in southern Milwaukee County from early this morning with a crash of a semi along the southbound side at the off-ramp to Rawson Avenue. Crash occurred about 1 o'clock or so. The truck, hauling thousands of pounds of food, flipping onto its side, still causing backups as morning drive traffic made the area. Looked like the offensive woes of the Packers were going to continue yesterday to start out that game against Washington. They came back, though, from an 11-0 initial deficit and beat the Redskins 35-18 in the first round of the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers, 210 yards and two touchdown throws. Eddie Lacy, James Starks, both rushing for touchdowns. Rodgers says the offense came alive.
Yeah, we won. We scored 35 points. You know, we moved the ball a little bit better. The playoffs, I think, brings that to all of us. You know, it's a one-and-done mentality, and the focus goes up and intensity goes up, and there's nothing like a road playoff win.
Packers will take on the Cardinals next Saturday in Arizona, where they, of course, were demolished just a few weeks ago. A busy weekend for American Red Cross responders in Wisconsin. Multiple fires, including a call to the 3500 block of Highway H in Sturtevant, a house fire in which three dogs perished. The damage estimate was about $50,000. A family of five displaced with a house fire in Milton, and a family of four displaced, a mobile home destroyed in Onalaska. The Red Cross, meanwhile, putting out a reminder about the dangers of using a stove or an oven to try and heat your residence. It's not advised. Space heaters as well. Put them too close to flammable materials. That causes a fire. Don't forget to turn them off if you're going to leave a room or you're going to bed. Two silver alerts for missing adults with mental health issues in connection Sunday and this morning to Racine County. First was for a 71-year-old man, Tommy Harris, who had disappeared in Racine. Part of the concern, his inability to speak because of a brain injury. Now, at one point, police were focused around 16th and Ohio Streets searching for him. The alert was canceled last night. Harris was found safe. No details on that discovery. And a 76-year-old woman from Whitewater. She had disappeared from Fort Atkinson Memorial Hospital after visiting a family member. Earlier this morning, the woman was reported to have stopped at the Walgreens on Douglas Avenue near 4 Mile Road and was given directions back to Whitewater. She was in a silver car at the time. Wisconsin behind the times when it comes to drunk driving and making a fourth OWI offense a felony instead of still keeping it a misdemeanor, a change unanimously endorsed by the Assembly's Judiciary Committee. Mequon Republican Representative Jim Ott says this is just a bill that'll play catch-up.
The last time I checked, actually four states in the country charged second offense OWI, but it's a felony. 18 states charged third offense as a felony. So this bill isn't really making Wisconsin laws tougher. It's just bringing us closer in line to where other states in the country are.
Proposal from Representative Ott also raises maximum sentence up to a decade for 10 or more offenses. Technically, there is still an investigation underway into the weekend death of a woman along the Union Pacific tracks near the S.C. Johnson Waxdale facility in Mount Pleasant, though police indicate foul play does not appear to have been involved. A news release indicating the evidence pointed to the victim, a 45-year-old resident of the village, being struck by a train. It was the conductor from another train who called in that discovery. The Powerball jackpot for Wednesday night's drawing projected to be at least $1.3 billion.
Most people can gamble socially, so if you're going to buy tickets, really do it responsibly.
That's Rose Gruber, Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling. Over the weekend, nine lucky players each won $50,000, including somebody who bought a ticket at a Quick Trip on Falcon Ridge Drive in Burlington. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee will meet for the first time in almost a month, and there's a six-page agenda. Included, fire department requests for waiving the bidding to buy a new Quint unit, applying for a hazmat monitoring equipment grant, and the okay for a legal deal with Milwaukee on the purchase of underwater sonar equipment. The agenda also also has a couple of continuing brownfield cleanup grant requests, and the meeting will conclude with closed-door discussion about 2016 collective bargaining. Today's the deadline faced by four candidates for the Racine Unified School Board to validate their nominating petitions, which the Racine Education Association claims are faulty in one way or another. The four candidates among the 20 who filed to run for the newly established numbered districts on the board are incumbents Pamela Handrow and John Coates, along with challengers Bryn Bemick and Ernest Naya. The teachers' union raised questions about signatures and forms being filled out properly. Unified's Deputy Clerk for Elections, Pat Meyer, contacted the four affected candidates, giving them until today to respond, from which she will respond by the end of business on the validity of the complaints. The Mount Pleasant Village Board will meet tonight. That agenda includes a discussion about the Highway V waterline project and special assessments. And new vehicle sales in Wisconsin setting a record around the country as well. According to Bill Sepik, president of the Wisconsin Automobile and Truck Dealers Association, things went pretty well in 2015.
Very strong. The dealers have been pleased. I know that the customers have been pleased with the product that's been out there, with the availability of financing, with the gasoline prices, selection.
Total new vehicle sales in the Badger State up 4.2% last year, trucks and SUVs leading the way. WRJN.com is our webpage, and you can listen to our newscasts whenever you want. Just go into the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.